From KALW, this is Sisa Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is Terry Trotter, CEO of the Henry J. Kaiser Center for the Arts in Oakland. Hey, Terry.
Hey, Janae. How are you?
I am good. It's so good to see you. And I love the Henry J. Kaiser Center for the Arts and what you all have done, Terry. The Henry J. Kaiser Center for the Arts reopened earlier this year after being closed for 2 decades. And you can visit their website to learn more about all of their upcoming program and cool events they have coming up. But right now, we're going to hear Terry's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay Area. It's Sanaa Cafe. This Yemeni coffee shop serves drinks such as latte and kisher, which is a hot beverage that's similar to tea but brewed from coffee husk. You can also order Middle Eastern pastries like milk cake and shawarma. Also, Sanaa's Cafe has several locations throughout California. There's a few in Oakland, one in San Francisco, and San Rafael. Terry, I've heard so much about this place. What do you like to grab when you go here? And tell us more.
Oh, it's one of my favorite meeting spots because I love coffee. Big coffee fan, but you get an amazing cup of coffee, but with such a fun twist. I just love all the herbs and spices that go into the coffees, condensed milk or milk alternatives. And, you know, it gives you that little something different while you're still getting your coffee fix. Plus, lots of pistachios in those pastries, and I love pistachios.
Ooh, okay, I'm with you on that, Terry. That's Sanaa Cafe. Your next pick is a lovely place that I like too as well, and that's Huckleberry Botanic Regional Preserve in Oakland. Inside this gigantic park is a 2-mile loop hiking trail. The path goes through a forest and you'll see plants that you really can't find anywhere else in the East Bay. Because the reserve has a rich and sensitive plant ecosystem, dogs and bikes are prohibited. Terry, beautiful park. Tell me more about why it's a favorite of yours too.
You know, I think the first time I went there, I think there was, first of all, the surprise factor, because you're right, I did that 2-mile loop. I love that loop because you get out there and all of a sudden I'm like, wait, where am I? I was just in the city and now I'm not. I mean, it's silent. There are so many plants surrounding you. It's such a beautiful trail. You just get lost in the nature. And it was just one of the first times that I'm on a trail like that, you know, right in the heart of the city. And all of a sudden realized I felt like I'd been transported somewhere completely different.
That's what I love about East Bay Parks, because you do feel like that. Like, you don't feel like you're in the Bay Area at all. And it's so close to get to. Another good pick, Terry. That's Huckleberry Botanic Regional Preserve in Oakland. And your final pick is the Harley Strictly Bluegrass Festival in San Francisco's Golden Gate Park. Warren Hellman founded the festival in 2001 because he wanted an event for some of his favorite artists to perform in the city. Originally, only bluegrass artists performed, but as time went by, musicians from outside of the genre got involved and got on stage, which is why it's named Harley Strictly Bluegrass. And this 3-day event features artists from around the world. It is all free. And shout out to Warren Hellman's granddaughter and music artist, Ismay. She's been on Sights and Sounds, and she's a really, really beautiful musician. Terry, any good memories from being at the festival? Anything you look forward to?
Oh, you know, exactly what you said. I mean, I'm a big bluegrass fan, so I love that. But
yes,
the variety of what you can hear there as well. And I love the vibes too, you know, hammocks hanging in the trees. And it is just right. Such an amazing opportunity to just kind of soak in the atmosphere and hear great music. I was introduced to Warren Treaty when I was there. It's just more of a gospel group.
Yeah, gospel country, yeah.
Yeah, you can just hear so many different things and, you know, find something that's maybe a little tangential to some of your favorites. And you're like, oh, wow, I didn't even know that was out there.
Yeah, there's so much good, like folk, bluegrass. Yeah, as you said, there's so many artists that you can listen to. That's the Harley Strictly Bluegrass Festival in San Francisco Golden Gate Park, and it runs from October 2nd to the 4th. I'm been speaking with Terry Trotter, CEO of the Henry J. Kaiser Center for the Arts. Visit the center's website to see what they have coming up. And trust me, the redevelopment and redesign is so beautiful there. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my program, The Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darden. And you can catch that every Wednesday, 4 p.m. on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by James Rowlands. I'm Janae Darden.